soccer matters.
Quick shot, score! The US with Dempsey!
For Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro remate y gol! Gol de oro! Gol de oro! Gol de Oribe!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, don't forget July 20th, English Premier League champions Manchester City taking on 13-time Liga MX champions Club America. That's the 2022 Copa de Lone Star. So Erling Haaland's going to be here. That's going to be fascinating to see Pep Guardiola, because now they're going to have a legitimate, ruthless finisher in that team, not a false nine. And I'm talking about a team that scores a boatload of goals already. That's going to be very interesting. By the way, Erling Haaland, from the halfway line, can run like a beast for his size and strength and power and skill. So this is going to be fascinating. You're going to get a look at him prior to the Premier League season here in Houston. Ticketmaster, CopaDeLoneStar.com. That's where you get the tickets. We'll have David Fletcher of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment coming up later. We're going to do a segment on the USL Championship with our good friend Tim Holt from San Antonio FC. By the way, I did not mention, because this broke this afternoon, John Walker, the Dynamo president, will step down at the end of the season. I don't know a whole lot about that, but I think John is going to move on at the end of the year. So true gentleman, that's for sure, John Walker. So we'll find out more about that in the future. A couple of other things here to talk about tonight. The U.S. men's national team will be in action in El Salvador. We mentioned that. There's a couple of things to note here tonight. Christian Pulisic will wear the captain's armband. Ethan Horvath will make his first appearance since June 9th of 21 in goal. As a starter, Haji Wright will get his first U.S. men's national team start. And there's a lot going on in El Salvador tonight. So for those of you who are U.S. national team fans, you have an opportunity tonight to check it out. The starting lineup is Horvath in goal. You got Anthony Robinson, Tyler Adams, Yunus Musa. So it looks like Adams, Musa. Is that Brendan Aaronson in midfield? I love how they mix this up. At the back, I think we're going to see Carter Vickers, Tim Weah, Reggie Cannon, Anthony Robinson, and Brendan Aaronson's in that starting lineup as well. So there you go. U.S. against El Salvador coming up. All right, so the U.S. went to Austin recently, got a 5-0 victory, excuse me. You got four goals from Jesus Ferreira. Let's play two of them.
Areola. Yes, it is. 42 minutes of frustration ebbs away.
Second half, it opened up in a big way. Sorry about that, Andrew. That was my fault, so I'll pick up a yellow card for that. Here's another one from Jesus Ferreira.
Clearance only as far as Areola. Now it's Aaronson, and it's Ferreira. Nervous little look across towards the assistant referee. No flag. Four for Ferreira, and five for the United States.
Granada. Now, with all due respect, and I know the Caribbean because I have family there. I've been going there since I was a teenager, young. Okay. These federations are not funded well. The ones that get a little bit better funding, like Trinidad and Tobago, have these leeches and rats that come in like Jack Warner and start stealing and putting their name on every single building and facility down there, throwing all the World Cup packages to their sons who have travel agencies. So I'm not saying that's happening in Granada. All I'm saying is there's a lot that holds back these smaller Caribbean nations. And now you're also seeing some performing even better simply because guys that are Dutch or guys that are in Europe that can't get a game with their national teams, well, they have roots in the Caribbean. They can come back and play for those countries. But development and those things, it's still way, way far behind. I mean, I was watching the U.S. Virgin Islands and, you know, playing recently. I think it was St. Martin. So a Nations League was set up for countries like Grenada and all so they can have an opportunity to play the bigger teams like the U.S. men's national team. Was there something to be learned playing in front of that crowd against the U.S.? I'm sure there was. It was an experience, that's for sure. But I think it's really interesting, the developments of the Nations League, and it's up for debate. I don't think there's any question. By the way, on Hector Herrera, and I didn't say this and talk about this with Pat Onstad, Hector Herrera will take somebody's minutes, okay? So get ready for that. So there's going to be minutes that are going to go to him that Matias Vera, Memo Rodriguez, Coco Carrasquilla, Darwin Quintero, all these guys are on notice now because there's a new sheriff in town. I like the aspect of Herrera deeper and that role he plays for Mexico. He has a range of passing. He can turn a defense with a long ball and his range over distance. We know that. I also like him as an eight because I know he can get forward and he probably relishes attacking more. But boy, wouldn't it be nice to see him winning balls a little deeper and then hitting Coco Carrasquilla in good areas. That's something to think about. 713-780-3776. Where would you like to see Hector Herrera play? 713-780-3776. What position in midfield? Do you like him as a six, a holding midfielder like he is with Mexico? Do you like him as an eight? Do you want him to go box to box? What do you want out of Hector Herrera? And what's best for him maybe ahead of the World Cup? Maybe he wants to play as a six because he knows that's where he's going to be playing in the World Cup for Mexico. Here's Greg Berhalter on that standout performance of Jesus Ferreira.
Yeah, I think that any time a player's under pressure, you look for how they respond. And that's the important thing. And no matter what the level of the opponent is, the player still has to perform. And Jesus, I sense he was under pressure. I talked to him this afternoon. And I told him that, you know, we don't judge him just based on goals. And I've said that to you all along. He does a lot of other stuff that really helps this group be successful. And so I just said, go out there and relax him and play your game. And, he had four goals, and it's great for him. I'm happy for him. And, you know, that those goals matter, and the finishes that he had were excellent. And that's, you know, against any opponent, you look for the quality of the strikes and where he's putting the ball, the placement of the ball, and he had some good goals today.
I like that from Greg Berhalter. And look, we're not going to have somebody drop down out of the sky to be our number nine in the next World Cup. You got Jesus Ferreira. You got Ricardo Pepe. And, you know, Haji Wright's getting a start here tonight. They all have different qualities. Ferreira can come back to the ball. He can pull defenders out of position. You got Pulisic and great guys in and around him. So I don't necessarily think we can debate all we want the number nine position. I think you know what you have there, and that's really going to be the key is how they work with the players around them. I never like it when coaches say, well, we're going to score goals by committee, because that's usually an admission that you don't have a good goal scorer, but I don't believe that. I think, you know, the U.S. can get their goals from Pulisic. They can get them from Gio Reyna at times. They can get them from Ferreira. They can get them from Pepe. They got differing people that can provide goals at certain times. So that's really the way they're going to have to go into the World Cup. No question about it. World Cup qualification. How about yesterday, Australia advancing? Now, Andrew Redmayne came on late in this game to deal with the penalties. Now, this guy was like a court jester. He was jumping up. He was like a clown on the line, jumping all over the place. And it was pretty interesting because everybody was striking a ball hard and high, and they were successful. And then he picked one off that was down low. I thought he was going down early. Here's the save he made, and this would put Australia in the World Cup.
Needs to make this penalty in the sixth round to keep Peru's World Cup hopes alive. And it's saved! And Australia will play in the World Cup!
Socceroos go to the World Cup today. Joel Campbell in the third minute. This thing stands. Costa Rica goes again out of CONCACAF. They beat New Zealand, the All Whites, 1-0.
Bennett finding space and finding the cross towards Campbell! An early goal for Costa Rica! Inside 3 minutes, Campbell strikes!
I don't think they really managed this game out very well. It does not matter. They won 1-0. All I can say is Keylor Navas built another statue of him in Costa Rica. They are going to the World Cup. All right, this is BT Express. Do it till you're satisfied. Think of the money that those two federations, just by qualifying, just grabbed in a New York minute. One game, and they're in. All right, so good for the Socceroos from Australia, and good for the Ticos from Costa Rica. Take a break here. Quick word here from my friends at Advantage BMW in Midtown. You'll find luxury there. You go down there, you experience premier service. It's tailored to you. I work with Justin down there. Excellence at Advantage BMW Midtown isn't just offered. They expect it. The service center is dedicated to putting you and your time first. Get down there. You work with the sales team. They'll help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special, your hometown Advantage at San Jacinto and Gray or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Lamont Brands, get over there, LamontBrands.com. Get your Soccer Matters t-shirt. I would immensely be appreciative of that because pediatric cancer is my thing. I love being a part of it and doing a little bit of charity work. A bit. I'm not changing the world, but trying to do little things with this show. All right, so it's LamontBrands.com. We'll take a break. More to come. Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, produced by Andrew Carlson.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, as always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. All right, so let's focus a little bit here. Houston has a tremendous soccer history when it comes to international matches, dating remarkably back to the Houston Astrodome in 1967. At that time, the Astrodome, the eighth wonder of the world. Real Madrid in 1967 played the first ever soccer game there against West Ham United in the Astrodome. Now, Bobby Moore played for West Ham that day. A year earlier, lifted the World Cup trophy and the only World Cup trophy for England in 1966. International teams throughout the 70s and 80s came through Houston. Sheffield United, Leones Negros from Guadalajara, FAS, Atlante, Chivas, on and on we go. U.S. men's and women's national teams came. Mexico has played here and has made Houston, Texas a second home. The Dynamo of Major League Soccer took on numerous Liga MX teams and foreign clubs in the Charities Cup. And then with the rise of the Premier League and European leagues, exposure on TV, well, foreign clubs regularly coming to the United States and Houston to do preseason friendlies in front of huge crowds, with also the reminder that they have huge fan bases here and are branding their clubs. July 20th in Houston, it's Manchester City against Club America. It doesn't get much better than this. You got the Premier League champions against the big boys of Mexico and Club America. 13 times they have won the title. We welcome in the general manager of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, David Fletcher. David, thank you very much for coming on the program tonight.
Glenn, it's always a pleasure. It's great to see you, my friend, and it's fun to be talking about the beautiful game, that's for sure.
All right, so let's talk logistically here. I mean, the size of Manchester City, the draw, people coming from all over the states to see this. How does the idea get born that you want City to come here? Do you reach out to them? Do they reach out to you? And then take us a little through, you know, the stuff that we don't see from the outside, from your perspective.
Well, Glenn, you just rattled off an incredible history of soccer here in Houston, and dating back 50 plus years, 60 plus years. And we've been very proud over at NRG Stadium, particularly with Lone Star Sports Entertainment, that we've carried on that tradition and grown it over the last 20 years. Another match to add to our pedigree this year with the Copa de Lone Star as Club America will take on Manchester City. You know, it's not a hard sell to get teams to come to Houston. They know how diverse this community is. They know how strong their fan bases are. They know how important soccer is to the culture. But there's always a business. And certainly with both of these clubs, we've really tried to focus in on the things we can do to make this experience here in Houston a very successful and a very important one for both of them. This conversation for this particular match, Glenn, goes back even to the end of last year and the end of 2021, as we were coming off a very successful CONCACAF Gold Cup semifinal, where Mexico beat Canada, thrilling overtime, extra time match. We had been sitting in this World Cup conversation as we've been for 3+ years as a finalist city. And we know this week that journey will hopefully come to a successful end. And talking with the soccer community and looking around the landscape, we knew we wanted to bring another major international match to Houston this summer. We had the opportunity. We had the dates. The business of sport and event was back post-COVID, and really just tried to look at a matchup that would resonate in the marketplace and have some intrigue. And I think we've landed on an absolutely spectacular one with these two clubs. There's incredible history between both Man City and Club America. It's not publicly known because they have not played often. This is only the third match these two clubs have played, but there are so many synergies between these two powerhouse organizations. So much so that the president of Manchester City sits on the board of Club America. They have a tremendous amount of respect for each other. They each of them have so much history, and particularly when you look at Manchester City, they've been to Houston somewhat recently, played in our building over at NRG in 2017 in the first ever Manchester Derby, an event that they did not have the great result on the field with, as they lost 2-0 to their rivals. But that match really showed them what Houston can do in terms of building their base, in terms of growing their brand, a massive global stage for that event, and a spectacular showcase as we were able to bring that match together. So when we looked around and we're looking for opportunities in the space this summer, Manchester City was one of the teams that was looking to come back to the United States, had not been able to do a preseason tour in over 2 years. They had history with this market. They know how important Texas is. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it was really about finding an opponent that could match their schedule and had a synergy with. When we ultimately were able to call on our friends at Club America, who we have not had in NRG Stadium since 2006, great matchup with Lionel Messi and Barcelona in that event. But they obviously are an incredible brand in this region, came down to Houston just back in March to play in League's Cup and had an opportunity in their schedule to bring their incredible brand of football and their fans to Houston and play on the big stage again. So, you know, there's a lot of details in there, and I'd love to get into them a little bit more with you and your listeners here. But really, at the end of the day, it's a great fit. It's two incredible brands, and it's going to be one spectacular night of soccer for our community.
Premier League champions, Manchester City coming in. You want to be a part of the action, copatalonestar.com. You can sign up for the presale, copatalonestar.com. You can go to Ticketmaster. I believe there's still $35 tickets available. Look, it's City, it's Club America, it's tremendous history. Erling Haaland, I just read an article this morning in the Manchester City Evening News. I mean, you got another great blow here, a great addition here with Erling Haaland now coming from Dortmund to Manchester City. And this whole article talked about how the ruthless nature of him as a center forward will fit into Manchester City. So you're going to get your look at Erling Haaland here as well. And by the way, this game, July 20th, it's a couple weeks away from the start of the Premier League. So, you know, you're going to see Kevin De Bruyne here. You're going to see all the superstars here playing Club America. Again, copatalonestar.com, that's where you get your tickets. Okay, so I'm intrigued about Erling Haaland coming because he's a very different type of center forward, David, playing for Manchester City. as opposed to playing with a striker that, you know, is a false nine or whatever you want to call it under Pep Guardiola. It's going to be fascinating to see him integrated into this team.
No doubt, Glenn. The reality is that this is a fantastic opportunity to see the world's best, arguably the best team in the world right now, sort of a 5-minute stretch in the Champions League semis. They probably are, to be honest. But, you know, you mentioned it. It's a great brand. But more importantly for the team, this is an important part of their preparation to win a fifth title of the English Premier League and to get back or get into that Champions League final. Houston will be the base for Manchester City for their U.S. tour. They do play two stops while they're here, but they are spending a week of time in Houston, and it is all about preparation. And you mentioned the importance of Haaland to their strategy. Look, there's arguably not been a bigger signing in the offseason in the soccer world than Haaland. His first match will be here in Houston. It'll be an opportunity to see what Pep can do in the early stages as he tries to weave him into this incredible team. And, you know, on the other side with Club America, you know, Fernando Ortiz has earned the managerial role. He has had the interim position for the latter half of their season this year, got him into the semis of their Liga MX season. He's going to have a lot of pressure and an opportunity for him to really cement his legacy as the manager. So both teams have really intriguing storylines as they head into this match. It's certainly not just a friendly. There is a lot of important work being done on the field in this match for these teams to prepare for the season ahead.
Talking to David Fletcher, the general manager of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. We're talking July 20th. It is Manchester City and Club America. Copa to LoneStar.com for tickets. Ticketmaster as well. Superstars are coming in. By the way, on your note about Club America and their rise under the new manager, Jonathan DeSantos was on the show. We did a wonderful interview with him talking about the new manager and how he kind of brought a little bit of looseness, and I say that cautiously, into the way they played, and that's where they kind of changed things and made a run at the end of the year in Liga MX. They're going to open their play in the beginning of July. So, again, in the case of Club America as well, you know, these are very important games ahead of going into their new season. So it's Club America, it's Manchester City, it's CopaToLoneStar.com. Do any of these teams ask for, you know, they got to ask for special requests, David? I mean, the stature of these guys, the star power that comes in, what are some of the interesting things that they ask for outside of, I get it, training facilities and things like that?
You know, it's funny, Glenn, there's always those little details, right? The little things that make it worthwhile. The great thing about Houston is that we can accommodate any of those requests. We have the best hospitality in this country. We have a community that's ready to serve. I will say there's some interesting dynamics in the scheduling, especially you mentioned Club America, and I'll come back to Man City, but you mentioned Club America. They're in the middle of their season already, right? So it is. And Houston is not the only place they're playing. They're going to be in Vegas. They're playing in Los Angeles. They're playing in Chicago. I believe they're playing in San Francisco now. It's just been announced. So, you know, the rigors of being on the road, they have very specific needs when it comes to menus, when it comes to travel times. I think we've gone back and forth probably about a dozen times on the arrival time and what they need at the hotel specifically. And look, we're a professional franchise as well. Obviously part of the Houston Texans organization. We totally understand that these are very highly tuned athletes, that they have specific needs. It is funny, though, the kind of the rider, if you will, like you would get for a concert. Some of the very specific things, they've got to have a specific brand of product for this place at the hotel. But at the training facility, it's got to be a different kind because the sponsor is on that one or whatever it may be, right? So there's all those elements. With Manchester City, I will say it's really fascinating to see how a team like that operates and travels. I think the biggest thing that we are surprised about, and I'm excited for, number one, there are two things. number one is that they are bringing a tremendous amount of their key stakeholders to this match and to the U.S. Sponsors, administrators, families. They are coming into Houston. They're going to spend a week here. We've got all kinds of requests that we're working with our CVB and the Sports Authority on making, making their stay here a very successful one. The number one request across the board that they have asked for is NASA. They got to get to NASA. They got to get there, the behind the scenes. They want the behind the scenes. So great partners over there that we're working on ensuring they can see Space City first and foremost. But you know, the other thing that really shocks me is the amount of logistics into their travel. They have down to the minute. And again, as a professional, as an NFL team, we have a similar philosophy. So it's great to see like-minded individuals. But it's a little bit, not nearly as tight on the college football side where we do a lot of our events as we're seeing, we're working with Man City, but that's the test of a champion, Glenn. You know it yourself, you know, that's, you got to do those little details to be as successful as they are. And they certainly are putting attention into them.
Massive brands, Manchester City coming with Kevin De Bruyne, Erling Haaland, Jack Grealish, Raheem Sterling, and the likes under Pep Guardiola. Of course, there's an American on that team, Zach Steffen, goalkeeper, Mexico and Club America, 13-time Liga MX champions. First time since 2006, they come back. They got players like Memo Ochoa. And by the way, you're going to be looking at a lot of guys that are going to be playing in the World Cup as well. Don't forget. David corrected me aptly there because, yes, a couple weeks into their Liga MX season will be Club America at that point. And, of course, Manchester City will be prepping for the beginning of the Premier League. Be part of the action. CopaToLoneStar.com. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. This is going to be pretty amazing. David, as always, we thank you for coming on the show. Great stuff from you. Great job landing Manchester City and Club America. And we're looking forward to July 20th. Again, it's Manchester City, Club America. CopaToLoneStar.com is where you get your tickets or at Ticketmaster. Thanks for joining us, David.
Thank you, Glenn, as always.
He's the one and only David Fletcher. And don't forget, he was a youth soccer player with the Bay Area Blast. This guy was a soccer player as well. So you got to love that. All right, we'll take a break here. Show is always brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. Give them a call at 713-322-HURT. They're personal injury attorneys. They'll handle your case. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. I can assure you, John Daspit, if he's in town, he will be at that game because he is a big soccer fan. As well. Again, it's Manchester City, it's Club America, it's the Copa de Lone Star. CopaToLoneStar.com for tickets or Ticketmaster.com. We'll take a break. We got more to come.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. Hey, quick word here from my great friends at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Now, if you want experience and premier service, it's tailored for you. You head to Advantage BMW in Midtown. San Jacinto and Gray is the location. At Advantage BMW in Midtown, excellence isn't just offered, it's expected. They're dedicated to putting your time first, and their expert sales team that can help you find the perfect new certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. So you want to discover something special. You want to discover the ultimate driving machine. Discover your hometown Advantage. It's at San Jacinto and Gray. It is AdvantageBMWHouston.com. That's Advantage BMW in Midtown, and our thanks for their long dedicated loyalty and supporting soccer on the airwaves here. So thank you, Advantage BMW Midtown. Let's talk a little USL Championship to end the night here. Good friend in San Antonio with San Antonio FC. He is the managing director. He is Tim Holt. He joins us now. Tim, thank you, as always, for coming on the show.
Glenn, it's always a pleasure. Great to be with you.
All right, let's start with the competitive side. It's great to get Santiago Patino back in dramatic fashion and to get 3 points and to do it on the road at Monterey Bay.
Yeah, it really was. It was a great night. The team showed its characteristic competitive grit in earning 3 points against the tough Monterey team. They had beaten Colorado Springs, who's one of the co-leaders in the league, at home. They had beaten Louisville on the road, and they were really starting to get it together. So for us to not only put in a really good performance, but to get 3 points out of the game was fantastic for Santi Patino himself. It's been a difficult season, challenging in terms of the injuries he's faced. But you know, you can just see what's possible. Even in the first 20 minutes back, he scores a really enormous goal for us. And that's what this season's been so far. It's been different guys stepping up in every game. The leadership of the Alan Marcina and the staff has really instilled a determination and a resilience to this group. They're fun to watch play. And we've gotten off to a really terrific start in terms of results.
All right. You're a veteran in this business. You're experienced in the world of soccer in the United States. You talked about resiliency, and you know, you always hear clubs talking about resiliency. We want to be a strong group, tough to beat, all these things. But how much of that emanates down from leadership in the front office directly down to the competitive side and the staff that's coaching the team? How important is that?
What I would say, the credit goes to the players and the coaches, the support staff, the group that's around, that travels in order to do that. Those are the ones that are having to perform in those tough situations. So those are the ones that get the credit and deservedly so. But I'm a big believer, and I think we're big believers at this club and in this organization, and that everything's connected to everything else. So, you know, whether it's your front office staff, it's the senior executive leadership, it's our connection with the Spurs here, that stuff's all connected. It's even down to the facilities that you train on. So everybody's sort of buying in, attention to detail mattering, every day being important, incremental gains, not cutting corners, and mentality is enormous. And it's enormous across the whole club. And if there's one area of your club that doesn't bring that, it affects or disaffects potentially all the other areas. So look, to be where we are, it's early in the season still. We're just over a third of the way through, but sitting at or near the top of the table and doing it with 9 road games out of 13. So we've only played at home 4 times in the league is an impressive start. But then it's about today, and it's about tomorrow, and it's about next week, because the extent to which you lose focus on that in any of these areas, and you lose that competitive advantage.
Talking to San Antonio FC managing director Tim Holt, how about that? 9 on the road already in their league play with the USL Championship. So they're not on the road this week. They'll be back tomorrow night. They'll take on Atletico San Luis, who just played in Houston from Liga MX. And then on Saturday, the Oakland Roots will be in town when they get back to league play. So nice to have 2 games at home. You know, I want to go back to something that always is interesting to me. Major League Soccer seems to share a lot of best practices. It's very visible to see it working amongst all the teams in the league. Do you feel you have a little more autonomy to be creative and do things differently in the USL Championship?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably correct. There's slightly different models of how things are structured, either on the business side or the sporting side. I think autonomy and independence maybe is the right word. SAFC is part of the Spurs. So we take on that identity, that culture, but it has to have its own sporting individuality. Soccer is very different than basketball. So I think you're learning and you're borrowing from everyone. We didn't create this ourselves. All of us have different experiences and backgrounds, whether it's staff, coaches, players. There was a club here before us in the Scorpions, and part of what we are today is an outgrowth of what they were, including being a championship club at the Division II level. So, and then we've got the USL platform, which is really great because it does allow us to try different stuff and be creative. And not everything works, Glenn, as you know, but it allows us to do things, whether that's the roster build and how we put that together, our academy, how we promote our games, the game presentation. There's the space for individuality, but we do have the support structure that's necessary. It's not better or worse. MLS is doing an extraordinary job of growing the sport in this country, and its individual clubs are bigger and better than they've ever been year on year. But USL is seeing that same growth, and we'd like to think that hopefully we're one of the the clubs within that league that's leading the charge.
Yeah, I mean, all the cities that the USL Championship is in and then the leagues below it, they're all cities where you guys are spreading the lore of the game. There's all the community outreach with players and coaches. There's all the good things that come along with that. So, you know, as much as we can say, hey, look at what MLS is doing, and they do get all the eyeballs, it's pretty incredible to think that all these different cities and markets around the country has USL teams that are essentially doing the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. And in order for us to grow as a kind of, we have such a big, expansive geographically, and then in terms of the population, and there are all these major cities, and it's not just MLS and USL. There are other leagues that are serving other different levels all the way down through the pyramid that are impacting the game. And I think all of it's incredibly important. If it were just MLS and nothing below that, that would be incomplete. And if it were all these, you know, lower division leagues and, you know, smaller clubs, if you will, and no MLS, that would be incomplete. So I think the totality of that is why we're moving in the right direction. I think you're starting to see that manifest in the depth of the player pool and the national team, or national teams, if you want to go further than that. And obviously we're part of a global, you know, soccer community that expands even beyond our borders here. But you can really, if you just look at any, and you'll know this, having been involved in the sport for longer than I, over 5-10 year increments, the growth is tangible. And it's just an exciting time to be part of it and to be part of a club in a great city like San Antonio that has such good fans. And at least in this moment, to be performing in a way that gets them excited.
He's San Antonio managing director Tim Holt. Do you see any crossover between the fans of the Spurs and San Antonio FC? I'm just curious.
Yeah, there is crossover for sure. I mean, I think each sport is going to have its own individual fan base, but we have San Antonio. I wouldn't have known this probably before I were here other than to watch the Spurs, you know, during those championship runs. But there's a rabid sports fan base. The fans are intense. They're very San Antonio centric. I think a lot of markets are transient and, you know, they support other teams and that. But if it's San Antonio and that's the pro level, but it's all the way down to supporting the colleges and even the scholastic level teams here. And we see that. Look, we hear from our fans, and when we're winning and playing well at home, this place is awesome. It really is a fun play. We have 9,000 seats in this stadium. The fans are right on top of the field and they are into it. They are not quiet. But when you're not performing well, you also hear it. But you wouldn't want that to be any other way. You're getting that real-time feedback. And look, one of the biggest things for us is to make our supporters proud, make the community proud. We're San Antonio FC was named San Antonio FC very specifically to be San Antonio's football club. Rather than have a nickname, it's about representing this city. So yes, we see crossover. I think we've converted, if that's the right term, some previous basketball Spurs fans that were non-soccer fans into soccer fans. And I don't think the conversion needed to work in the other direction at all in this market. That's for sure.
Tell me about your supporters groups. And by the way, I've been to Toyota Field. For anybody listening in tonight that hasn't gone, it's an amazing place to watch a game. It's tight. There's a real, you know, you feel like you're on top of the players there. I've been there probably 4 times over the years. Okay. Yeah. So just take me into, you know, kind of that healthy pressure and how important that is and how you use that positively.
Yeah. I think what you see is that, you know, that you have to perform here in this venue in particular. Does it put pressure on the players? Yes. But I think they like playing here. You see in our league, there's such a diversity of different stadiums and crowd sizes and engagement in those fans. You know what you're getting when you come in here. And there's probably a half dozen venues in the USL that you know it's going to be a big vocal crowd here. And there's been times when we've had good visiting fan support, including when we've hosted some of these Liga MX teams. I remember the Pumas game that we had last year where it was, you know, it was eye-opening. The Austin FC game that we had this year in the Open Cup, which was an epic game. Their visiting fans came and our fans rose to the occasion. So they want us to win. They want us to win as much as we want to win for them. So I think that pressure is a good thing. And you had touched real briefly on the supporters group. community that we have that exists way back to even prior with the Crocketeers and Bexar County Casuals, even prior to SAFC's emergence onto the scene. They're so important. It's always an evolving space because it takes really great people to sacrifice their time and energy to do that amidst, you know, all the different things they have going on in their lives. But, you know, the torch continues to be passed, and we've relocated them more centrally in our building. As you're familiar with our venue, the beer garden that sits behind the South Goal is now our official supporter section rather than being in a corner of the seating. And it really, you know, on the best nights, it really creates a good energy. So we feed off of them. Hopefully it kind of feeds off of each other. And this is, for me, you know, being around in venues in both leagues, still one of the best places to watch. And I would imagine I haven't had this privilege to play in a soccer, professional domestic soccer game in this country.
SanAntonioFC.com to get your tickets. Why not get them for tomorrow night? Because in town, Atletico San Luis, 50% owned by Atletico Madrid. They've got Marcelo Barovero in goal, by the way, in front of a huge crowd in Monterrey. Penalty kick saves. They got to the quarterfinals, ultimately to lose to Pachuca. Ruben Sambuesa will be here, a Mexican Liga MX legend, essentially. So you not only have San Antonio FC, but you got some big stars coming in that will play in this game. Back to that. You mentioned Pumas coming in last year and the importance of these games. Take me into, I get it. You know, we're crossing over. We're trying to attract other fans. What else is behind it?
Yeah, no, you're right about that. But it's also about that relationship building that we talked about before. Based on where we're located, you know, Liga MX is very relevant in our market. You know, you talk about people that may come to see the Liga MX team that haven't been to a San Antonio FC game before, and that they see that, you know, we're able to compete with that, and they enjoy the game experience. They come back. You can be a fan of both teams. You can have a favorite Liga MX team and also live in San Antonio and be a San Antonio FC supporter, just like you could do with the Dynamo or FC Dallas or Austin or anybody. So, and so I think that's important for us, but it's just fun. I think it's fun for our fans, for these Liga MX teams. They come in and they get a good game. You know, we're always very up for it. Last year we had Pumas and Querétaro here that we played against. We've played against Santos Laguna in the past. The privilege of playing against Atletico San Luis tomorrow. And then we've hosted a bunch of teams that have played each other in our venue as well. And the traveling fans come in, such as the Tigres, the Chivas, Rayados, and many others here. So hopefully it becomes sort of a home away from home for these teams. They come in, we have great training facilities. They train for a few days. They enjoy the river walk, hopefully a lot tonight in advance of coming in here tomorrow and obviously preparing for their upcoming season. And for us, it's a good chance to have some players get minutes that may not be doing that. Last year, it was a breakthrough game for Nathan Fugaka, who was on loan with us and now has been starting regularly with Portland Timbers. At that point of the season, he wasn't an established starter. And he broke through in that game, those two games within a week, and never look back. So they're important games for us. I think that our fans enjoy them, and they're just great for the city, frankly.
Talking to the managing director of San Antonio FC, Tim Holt, a long time involved in the soccer business. Atletico San Luis comes tomorrow. Do you get the sense around the organization, hey, something special's going on here. We got a Liga MX team, best foot forward, you know, players like, look, when I played in the 80s, if we played a foreign team because it wasn't as prevalent, you know, your antennas were up. I mean, this was the standard bearer coming in, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course you get that. It's different and it's unique, and you want to make a good impression. So I think the guys are excited. We have to be mindful. We've you know, gotten ourselves in a good spot in the league early, and these games are, our travel has been very heavy. We've been to California 5 times, including just for 4 days, returning last night. So, you know, I'm sure Alan will, as always, we always as a club want to put our best foot forward, but it's also an opportunity to give different players opportunities and see what they can do. We expect anyone that gets that opportunity to go out there and compete very hard and hold their own, like we did with younger teams last year against Pumas and Querétaro. But what kind of experience is that for a young defender to go against Dineno from Pumas for 45 minutes last night, and learning experience for all of our guys, no matter where they are in the roster. As you know, we have a robust academy that's in our sixth year, and a lot of those players are emerging, and it's a good opportunity for them to be involved in the game, and also for, you know, a combination of that and our established pros to give us the quality, hopefully, to compete and even get a result tomorrow night against as you mentioned a top class Liga MX team. So measuring stick games, yeah, a little bit, but I think it's fun for the fans, and irrespective of the result, I know that we'll compete hard, and hopefully everybody will enjoy it.
It's going to be a great night. SanAntonioFC.com. Get your tickets. Atletico San Luis in town tomorrow. A number of players that have played a long, long time in Liga MX, also for great clubs like River Plate International. John Murillo's there. There's all kinds of people there. Murillo just coming back from playing with Venezuela. So this is going to be a great night. Tim, as always, thank you so much for coming on the program. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
All right. That does it tonight for Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Before we go, though, quick word for Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. Head over to 2775 Fondren. You'll get the best in modern contemporary furniture. They should be on your bucket list of modern contemporary furniture shopping. Get over to danishinspirations.com. Stressless line is there. The best in modern contemporary furniture. And it's all led by the great Dane, Jan Christensen. DanishInspirations.com. Also, my good friends at LamontBrands.com, you get the Soccer Matters t-shirt there. All the proceeds to Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity that provides scholarships to cancer patients, awareness, fundraising. This show here, Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, a platform for spreading pediatric cancer awareness. LamontBrands.com for all your printing needs. That is where you get the beautiful Soccer Matters t-shirt. A big thank you to our presenting sponsor, as always. He is John Daspit. It is the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com in Houston and DaspitLawAustin.com in Austin, Texas. Podcast of this show, ESPN975.com. Producer extraordinaire, he is Andrew Carlson. I'm Glenn Davis. You can hit me up at Twitter and Instagram at Glenn Davis Sock. And also at Soccer Matters GD. Head over to Facebook.com. Look for Soccer Matters there. And also GlennDavisSoccer.com. That is that for the shameless promotion. And until next Tuesday night, remember Soccer Matters. And next Tuesday, let's hope we know we're hosting the World Cup in 2026.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.